This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly, presenter and football commentator. With me is former Premier League defender and regular Bundesliga broadcaster Chris Perry and betting expert George Gamble. Chris, to you first. How did your picks get on last weekend for match day 33?
In and out. Got a few right, got a few wrong. I think myself and George seem to agree on most things last week. So, yeah, a little bit disappointed. There was a couple of last-minute goals that really sort of killed me on a couple of picks, particularly the last-minute own goal for against Bielefeld, which would have been a really good pick for the draw there.
What about you, George?
Yeah, very similar to Chris. Just as we agreed on a few last week, our results seem to be very similar as well. Best bet had Leverkusen winning against Hoffenheim, and that was a thrilling match. Really, really good game, and obviously Leverkusen edging that one. Unfortunately, with my dog, Gladbach to win against Eintracht Frankfurt. They were leading that at half time, but finished 1-1. Miles away with Köln winning against Wolfsburg, losing that 1-0. But both teams did score in Freiburg against Union. Union were running out 4-1 winners away at Freiburg, which was a fantastic result. So, yeah, hit and miss for me.
Okay, let's see if the boys disagree on something this week. Just a reminder, by the way, ahead of the final day of the season, all simultaneous kickoffs. So 9 games being played at once, all getting underway at 9:30 Eastern time. And there is lots to play for in terms of Europe and relegation. So we're actually going to go through the games in that way, starting with Bielefeld versus RB Leipzig. Leipzig in fourth and on the brink of qualifying for the Champions League in theory. Bielefeld basically relegated now after last weekend's result, 3 points behind Stuttgart with a vastly inferior goal difference. George, do you want to get us underway for this one? Leipzig look set to return to the Champions League again now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a draw would, as you said, essentially guarantee that Champions League spot. They've also scored 14 goals in the 3 games they've played away to bottom 4 sides, and that includes 2-6-1 wins. So, they're dominant against the sides that occupy those bottom spots. And as you mentioned, Bielefeld, they need to win, but they also need an 8-goal swing. They need Stuttgart to lose if they're just clinch a relegation playoff spot. So it looks like they're down and out, to be honest. I don't see them getting the result they need here. And they've won just 2 of their 16 home matches. They've lost every single home game against other top 4 sides in the division. Cool. And they're also missing some key players, such as defenders Amos Pirpa, I think I pronounced that correctly, and Cedric Bruno with a head injury as well. So, yeah, I don't give Armenia much chance here. But again, there wasn't a lot of necessarily value just on a win for Leipzig. So I do fancy there to be goals, but I think it'll go for one side, and I think Leipzig could put Armenia to the sword here.
Yeah, I tend to agree with George. Surprisingly, I think Leipzig will win. I differ a little bit in terms of goals. I think, as you say, Bielefeld are down, and I think they know they're down. It's going to be too much of a swing to really change it. I think they'll be feeling a little bit sorry for themselves. They've only won 1 of 5 against Leipzig in the history, only been 5 games over the years. But the last 2 in Bielefeld have both been 1-0 victories for Leipzig. And I fancy Leipzig to win to nil here, which is around plus 133.
Okay, so the overall price is for this one, Bielefeld plus 950 to win and Leipzig minus 380. Christopher Nkunku in unbelievable form as well, Chris, isn't he? I mean, you look at his 20 Bundesliga goals now, 34 in all competitions, 13 Bundesliga assists as well. He's been a phenomenon, and you wouldn't bet against him scoring here.
He's been absolutely outstanding. He for me has probably been the player of the season in the Bundesliga.
Yeah.
Everyone speaks about Lewandowski at Bayern, but he really. He burst onto the scene last season and he's just carried it on and kept improving and improving. And I can only see there being lots and lots of top clubs interested in him over the summer.
He's one goal away from breaking the Leipzig single season scoring record held by Chelsea's Timo Werner. Okay, let's stick in with the Champions League race. George, you mentioned it earlier. Freiburg has sort of blown it a little bit, haven't they? It feels like after that 4-1 home loss to Union Berlin, Leipzig have clinched third now as a result as well after their 4-2 win at Hoffenheim. So Freiburg need to win and hope that Leipzig lose at Bielefeld to finish fourth. It doesn't look likely. So how are you feeling about this one in the west of Germany?
Yes, it doesn't look likely at all, does it? You know, they, like you just said, they need to win. They need Leipzig to lose that game to obviously clinch that Champions League spot. So, you know, Europa League looks more likely. But, you know, recently their game's been quite entertaining. There's been at least three goals scored in Freiburg's last six matches, but they've conceded at least three goals in their last three as well. You know, they were humiliated at home by Union when they 4-1. That was a bit of a surprising result for me. I thought it'd be a lot closer, obviously, than what the scoreline suggests. But Leverkusen have been really impressed with them. You know, they've been winning at both half-time and full-time in five of their last seven home games. Scored at least twice in eight of their last 10 at home as well. They've got, you know, they've got third wrapped up. It's all done and dusted. But, you know, they're still without the likes of Florian Wirtz, Bellarabi, Demir Bay as well. But yeah, I still quite fancy Leverkusen. I think Freiburg know that the likelihood is they've got a win, but the likelihood is they're going to settle for the Europa League spots. And I quite like Leverkusen to score a couple of goals here. That was at -121, and I think they can score at least twice against Freiburg here. It's the end of the season, and you know, you look at last season, the final day. I think the average goals per game is around maybe 3.7, something like that. You know, it's quite high. So I do fancy goals here on the final day across a lot of these games, and I think Leverkusen can score a couple here.
Yeah, I tend to agree with George. It's all about goals here. I think it's difficult to maybe pick a winner. Freiburg need to win more. Both teams to score, yes, in five of Freiburg's last six games. Over 3.5 goals in their last three games. They've won the last two against Leverkusen away. And both teams to score, yes, in four of the last five games. Over 2.5 goals in the last three meetings. It kind of lends itself to goals for me. I'm going to go for over 3.5 goals at +112 in this one.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually, Jensen. And you look at Freiburg's situation, because we basically know that sixth is a Europa League spot anyway. Freiburg can drop to sixth. So they haven't really got anything to lose by going for it at Bayer Leverkusen. So you imagine it will be an open free-scoring game. And we know how prolific Leverkusen are. I think they're having their best ever scoring season in the Bundesliga. 78 league goals, that's a club record. So let's see if we get goals in that one. Patrick Schick now on 24 for the season. So Union Berlin, as a result of that 4-1 win at Freiburg, have got European football. They could leapfrog Freiburg in the standings. They can miss out on the Europa League if Köln win and they lose. And they take on Bochum, who've had a tremendous season, mid-table and safe. And that affects a lot of the games, actually, that we're going to get to later on, that the teams haven't got much to play for. So Union win here. Chris Perry, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I definitely think an Union win. Again, they still need to secure that fifth spot, guarantee that Europa League space. I think 1-5 of the last six games, both teams to score, yes, in four of the last five. They've only lost one of six against Bochum. And again, both teams to score, yes, in five of the last seven meetings. It kind of looks to me as though Union are going to be too strong. Bochum, as you say, nothing to play for. I've had a fantastic season. They've achieved what they set out to achieve. And I just think that this is going to be a fairly comfortable win for Union, where they might score a couple of goals. So I've gone for Union win and both teams to score, yes, at +180.
Yeah, I mean, what a shock. Me and Chris Perry agree on the same thing. But no, I mean, I do quite like that price. I've gone for, in my opinion, a slightly safer angle, but still at plus money. But Union have been undefeated in 30 of their last 32 home league matches. You know, they're solid at home, really are. And a win would secure, as you said, that Europa League spot. But they're conceding fewer than a goal per game on average. And five of their last seven meetings with Bochum, actually seen at least three goals scored. Neither of these sides, though, have kept a clean sheet across their last four respective games. But I'm just looking at Bochum, they've not really got anything else to play for. You know, they're 10 points adrift of Europe. Two of their four away victories over across this entire season have actually come in their last three away matches. So they're finding a little bit of form towards the latter stage, you know, the business end of the season. But they're conceding two away goals per game on average, and they've not kept a single clean sheet in 17 meetings with Union. So for me, I really liked Union to win this one for sure, but I quite like there to be at least three goals in the game. So for Union, and over 2.5 goals, you can get a +112. So over double your money. I quite like that one.
Yeah, I like that one too, George. So the match odds themselves at Union -250 to win Bochum, +650 to win, and a +400 for the tie. Okay, to Stuttgart, Köln, there is a lot riding on this one. Stuttgart now looks set to finish 16th. A miracle would be needed for them to finish in the automatic relegation places, but need to win and hope Hertha lose to have a chance of survival on final day. Köln are at Union, but Köln are in Europe, but 2 points behind Union. They're delighted with that. We saw the pitch invasion at the Rhein-Energiestadion last week after they secured some kind of European football, be it the Conference League or the Europa League. But they can get into the Europa League. And we remember how well they did when they brought 30,000 people to London to take on Arsenal. So good game, this one. Chris, do you want to get us going? What do you reckon?
I think it's a really difficult one to call. Obviously, you know, Stuttgart picked up a really good draw at Bayern last week. I think surprised everyone. Yeah. Certainly mucked up a few of our predictions. and you know, they haven't won any of their last six, but they are just starting to pick up the points that they need. As you say, need a miracle to finish in 15th spot and not be in the relegation playoff place. But they do have to pick up a point to guarantee them finishing in that playoff place. And you feel that there's enough on it that they will produce some sort of result. I find it very difficult to pick a winner in this game. And again, Köln definitely need to pick up a victory as well. And so I think it's very difficult to pick a winner. And it's one I'm really struggling really to find any sort of angle to come at. I think you could probably go for both teams to score yes. Both teams to score yes in 9 of the last 11 away for Cologne. Both teams to score yes in 5 of the last 6 at home for Stuttgart. It's just not a particularly good price. So my best bet is both teams to score yes, but it's at -265.
Yeah, I completely echo Chris's sentiments there. It is tough to find, you know, an angle for this one in terms of match winner. But for me, I think the only other angle I potentially go with is goals, because you've got two sides that need to go all out for the win. You know, draw really isn't good enough. They need to get the job done, need to get a win. And like I said, last season's final day averaged 3.77 goals per game. You always tend to see a host of goals on the final day. You really do. But with Stuttgart, you know, like I said, they'll be buoyed after that result against Bayern. They really will. It was well fought, well deserved, in my opinion. I think they battled hard. But they're not winning games. It's all well and good not being beaten. You need to actually win games. And like you said, they need to win, Hertha to lose to achieve safety on goal difference. Because I think Stuttgart currently have a -19 goal difference in comparison to Hertha's -33.
Yeah.
But yeah, Köln away this season, their matches are averaging 3.1 goals per game anyway. But I just think with this added ingredient of both teams need to go out and get the win, these two could easily just, it's who can score more goals, in my opinion. So I was tempted by the over 3.5 goal line at +120. I was very tempted by it. But again, it's very hard to find a sure pick for this one.
That's what I had my eye on too, actually. George, the match odds themselves, you know, it's an incredibly difficult one to call. Stuttgart +115, Köln +188 for the victory and the Mercedes-Benz Arena. Okay, let's go to Dortmund, Hertha Berlin. Of course, the major news story in the Bundesliga this week has been the transfer news in and out of Borussia Dortmund that Erling Haaland confirmed off to Man City. Same day, Dortmund announced they'd already signed their replacement for him in Karim Adeyemi from Red Bull Salzburg. And it will be his swan song, George, of course, his final home game at Dortmund. So does that play any part in a match where Hertha also know that, you know, a point's enough for them to be safe?
I think it could play a big part of it. I'm interested to see kind of what the atmosphere is like, how everyone kind of treats it. I really am looking forward to watching it. Obviously, as a City fan, to finally get Erling Haaland, both from a footballing perspective, but kind of an emotional perspective as well. Obviously, his dad was at the club, and it ticks all the boxes for what you want for a transfer, really. So I'm really excited to see him in the Premier League next season. But yes, it's a farewell to Dortmund. So I think he's going to be raring for this one. I'm completely up for it. His goal record in it's just ridiculous. It really is. He's got 85 goals, 23 assists in 88 matches. And I think Hertha could be in for a long day here. I really do. I think they will get beaten here quite convincingly. I think Erling Haaland's got that bit between his teeth. You know, it's natural, isn't it? If you're about to leave a club, you want to, you know, you get that extra bit of incentive, I think, and that extra bit of motivation. But yeah, they've scored at least two goals in 18 of their last 20 home matches of Dortmund, and been over 2.5 goals scored in 9 of their last 10 home games as well. Hertha, I just don't give them much chance here. I really don't. They failed to win 10 of their last 11 away games, and they could be without up to around 8 players here. They are really missing a lot of players. So for me, I think it's kind of the romantic in me. I'm looking at Erling Haaland to maybe perhaps score a brace here. I was tempted by that. But as well as that, I'm looking at Dortmund to win and potentially both teams to score, knowing that Hertha need to go for it. But they just don't have the same quality as Dortmund. So yeah, the romantic in me is liking the Haaland bet. And that was at plus 185. But I think the more sensible option could be a Dortmund win and both teams to score at plus 120.
Yeah, I don't disagree with George, to be honest. I think it all points to a Dortmund win. As you say, they're going to be... Haaland's going to really be up for this game, you feel. And Dortmund haven't been brilliant at home recently. And so you kind of feel that they will put on a performance on the last day of the season. Unbeaten in their last 7 at home against Hertha Berlin. They've won 3 of the last 4 to nil, actually. I do like Dortmund to win. I'm just not so sure about Hertha scoring. They failed to score in 3 of the last 4 in Dortmund, failed to score in 6 of the last 11 away games. And you just wonder if they've got enough about them to even get a goal, if Dortmund are really at it. So I've gone for a Dortmund win, but I've gone for under 3.5 goals at plus 250.
Yes, excellent. Okay, so Dortmund, by the way, and George mentioned it, Hertha have got a lot of players out. So do Dortmund. I mean, Hertha without two goalkeepers in Rune Jahrstein and Alexander Schwolo. Dortmund without a number of players at the back and in attack. Dahoud, Hazard, Hummels, Kerbel, the goalkeeper, Marlon, Meunier, Reina, amongst those absents for Borussia. Yeah, Erling Haaland to score at any time, minus 295. basically set to happen, isn't it? Let's go to run through quickly some of the games that don't have much riding on them, let's face it. Starting with Mainz, Frankfurt make the short journey to Mainz for this one. Nothing at stake, and it's Frankfurt's last game before the Europa League final. So I'll come to you first, Chris. The Europa League final on the Wednesday, the 18th, and they play Rangers, and if they win that, they're in the Champions League. So that's their only route into Europe. So how does Oliver Glasner play this? Do you put everyone in the proverbial cotton wool and completely rotate, or how do you think you manage it?
Well, I think that's the way that they've managed it so far. In between the both the games against West Ham,
yeah,
they rested pretty much 7 or 8 players. I think they'll do very similar again. They're in really poor form in the league because they've really targeted the Europa League. So not won any of the last 7 in the league, only won 1 of the last 5 away. They failed to score in 4 of the last 5 away. It really does look to me to be Mainz who are in really good form. You know, they've had two excellent results. They've only lost 1 of the last 12 at home. Both teams to score no in 7 of the last 9 at home. And I think they've got a really good chance certainly of winning this game. Only lost 1 of 13 at home against Frankfurt, and I fancy Mainz here to win to nil, which is at plus 230.
Tricky, George.
Yeah. Absolute shocker once again. I do agree. Like, this has got nothing really actually riding on it per se, but you know, Eintracht, as you've already covered it, they've got that obviously huge game for them. So I can only really look towards a Mainz victory here, really can. And just at home, they've been formidable this season. They really have. And they're undefeated in 11 of their last 12 home games. We touched on last week how dreadful Mainz have been away. It's their home form that's really sort of helped them this season. In fact, they've got the 4th best home record. 34 of their 45 points have come on home soil this campaign. And Eintracht, yeah, it's basically just echoing what Chris has said there, really. So for me, I'd want to lean towards a Mainz win, but it was hard for me to find something because there's nothing actually properly riding on it. It was hard for me to find a pick I was definitely sure of. So it was one I was tempted to give a swerve unless I was including it within a parlay.
Chris, no risk to, if you're Frankfurt here and you go and you get beat 3-4-0, that has any running effect into the Europa League final? Do you think the players and Oliver Glasner?
I think, Rob, if you change the team enough, I don't think it matters, because it doesn't affect the players that aren't playing. And I think that they'll certainly make 7 or 8 changes.
No doubt. Mine's minus 175 for the win. Frankfurt plus 400. Okay, Wolfsburg against Bayern. Nothing on the line here. Wolfsburg, really disappointing season. We'll finish in the bottom half. Bayern already champions. They were handed that 10th successive Meisterschale last weekend in front of their home supporters. Kingsley Coman suspended after a sending off in that aforementioned game with Stuttgart that Chris got to there. George, would you be touching this one at all? What do you reckon?
It's one of those that I'm really looking forward to, but I just would not touch it in the slightest. I look at Wolfsburg, they scored 9 goals across their last 2 home matches, but that was a 4-0 against Bielefeld and 5-0 against Mainz. And as we know, Mainz don't travel well away. Bayern Munich are a different kettle of fish, but I can't put my finger on this Wolfsburg side. They're completely different from 1 week to the next. And but the main factor for me here is that they're safe. They've got nothing to play for. But they have scored in 12 of their 16 home games this campaign. So, on home soil there, they do tend to be quite reliable in finding the back of the net. And as we know with Bayern, this is going over all ground, when everyone knows what Bayern are all about. And they're undefeated in 10, their last 11, I believe. That might be a way. And have scored at least twice in their last 6 visits to the Volkswagen Arena. But they'll be without Leroy Sané through illness. As you mentioned, Kingsley Coman suspended. I was really surprised. I say surprised. But the goal line's set at over 4.5. And that's just so high.
I just saw that.
Absolutely.
It's so high. And even though I think, that realistically, that could happen. It's just... I just can't be getting on at that. And I was even looking at perhaps, 2 first-half goals being scored. So I thought that could happen. And that's at minus 150. It was so hard to find value on this game. And as you know... in this industry, it's all about finding value. And if there's no value to be had, leave it alone. And I couldn't find any. So I am expecting goals here, but I'm leaving it well alone.
Yeah, I agree. I think probably both teams will score. I do think there'll be goals, but you can't rely on Bayern to win. They're just not in the form, in their usual form. And you'd expect Bayern to go there and win normally and there to be maybe over 3.5 goals and then it to be a really good game, an entertaining game. But you just can't pick it. Robert Lewandowski's got such a brilliant record against Wolfsburg, 20 in his last 12 games against Wolfsburg, which is absolutely incredible. But at minus 265 to score any time, I just don't know if there's the value there. So I think have to leave alone.
I think Choupo-Moting's out or a doubt as well. So we'd be pretty confident that Lewandowski will start as well. And
obviously, check the teams if you do fancy that one. I mean, he scored 7 in his last 5 in Wolfsburg. As I said, 20 in 12 against Wolfsburg. So incredible goal scoring record there.
And I was in Munich for when he scored those 5 in 9 minutes in one game. It was absolutely extraordinary. Okay, couple more to get to. We'll get through these very quickly. Gladbach, Hoffenheim, nothing on the line. Disappointing season for both. Gladbach will finish in the bottom half of the table. Hoffenheim completely blowing their chances of European football with really poor football in the last few weeks. They lost to Bayer Leverkusen last weekend. No Marcus Thuram for Gladbach through injury. Nico Elvedi still suspended. Chris, anything doing for you here?
This is another game where I just can't find the value. I think both teams will score 100%. But there's just no value in any of the picks. Minus 455, that is. You're not gonna risk that. Only lost 1 of 8, Gladbach. Both teams to score, yes, in 15 of the last 17 meetings, as I said, against Hoffenheim. They've only won 1 of 8 against Hoffenheim at home. But it's very difficult to say that Hoffenheim are going to go there and win. They've not won any of the last 8 games. So it's just so difficult to really find a pick in this game. If I was going to go for anything, just a bit of interest in the game, just a small, if you check the teams, but Braille Mbolo has scored in 4 of the last 5 home games and he's plus 118 to score at any time.
Yeah, again, this is a very similar fashion for me. It's a game that's just, you're almost priced out of it. Like, to be fair, there's nothing riding on it for a start as well. But the only interesting fact for me were, there's been over 2.5 goals scored in 10 of the last 12 home games they played at Borussia Park. So there's always goals when Gladbach take the field. But Hoffenheim have just been dreadful of late, haven't they? They really have. But there's been at least three goals scored in 8 of their last 10 away matches. But they failed to win any of their last 8 and conceded at least 2 goals in 6 of their last 7 matches. But both of these sides are adrift of Europe. They've got nothing to really chase. It's a bit of a dead game. There's a nothing game here, which can often mean thrillers because there's just nothing riding on it. So you can play with a bit of freedom. But for me, there was just, I'd want to swerve this one if it was me.
Okay, final one then of the 9, Augsburg, Greuther Fürth. Nothing on this one either. Augsburg 14th, seemingly as nearly always safe, thumped 4-0 by Leipzig last weekend, and Greuther Fürth relegated 3 games ago. They lost to Dortmund, although put in a spirited performance at home last weekend. Both teams have a couple of players out. Let's do this one quickly. George, you go first.
I was just looking at the previous head-to-heads with these two. I mean, neither side are prolific goal scorers, are they? You know, they're not absolutely free scoring, and there's been fewer than 3 goals in 7 of the last 9 meetings between the two. And Augsburg, they're safe from relegation, got nothing to play for. Got a couple of injuries. You know, defender Diego's a doubt, and forward Ruben Vargas has got a sprained ankle. But Greuther Fürth, they've failed to win their last 16 away games, and under 2.5 goals has landed in their last 3 away from home as well. So just a possible angle of Augsburg win and under 3.5 goals here. I mean, it's not one that'll be my favourite pick of the week by any stretch, but for a lean, I definitely think I'd lean towards Augsburg here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of similar to George in saying there's nothing I can be 100 that I can really be certain of and say this will happen. I think Augsburg, if you look, they've only lost one of nine against Greuther Fürth. Both teams to score, yes, in 8 of the last 10 meetings at home. And you just feel that, you know, Greuther Fürth have got nothing to play for. They might go and nick a goal. And I think Augsburg will probably get a goal as well. So I've gone for an Augsburg win and both teams to score, yes, at plus 163. It's one of those that you could easily leave alone.
Yeah, the match odds themselves, Augsburg minus 186 to win, and Greuther Fürth plus 430. Just can't really see any value in that. Okay, let's finish with our final picks. We'll do this quick fire. Chris, you first. Best pick of the week?
My best pick? I've actually gone for Bayern win and both teams to score at plus 110.
And my best pick? The romantic in me is coming out. I'm going for Erling Haaland to score 2+ on his final appearance for Borussia Dortmund.
Okay, do you remember what that's coming in at? I mean, all the prices available.
Yeah, so that was Erling Haaland score brace at plus 185.
I like that, George. Okay, dog of the week. George, you first.
So I'm going to go with a Köln win at plus 188. I think they need to get it, and I think they will get it. I think they'll get that win. Plus 188 for Köln.
Yeah, and I'm going to go I mentioned it earlier, Mainz to win to nil at plus 230.
Okay, and now for the weekend parlay, you each get 2 picks for this, four games in it. Chris, you get us going.
Yeah, I've gone for a Leipzig win and a Mainz win.
And my 2 legs for that are going to be a Leverkusen to score 2 goals in total, so over 1.5 team total, and Union Berlin win. And you can get those 4, and they come in at odds of plus 385 for the parlay.
Okay, great work, gents. Chris, enjoyed your company. Same to you, George. Thank you very much for joining me on the show throughout the course of the remainder of this season.
That's been a pleasure. Thank you.
That's all we have time for on the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast, brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. All prices available at the BetRivers website, and we'll hopefully see you next season.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.